Speaking to the faithful in St. Peter's Square from the Papal Apartments, Pope Benedict reflected on Sunday's Gospel taken from the fourth chapter of St. Luke. The Holy Father explained that Jesus is reminding us that being a prophet is not easy, even among those close to us.
Jesus reminds us that being a prophet is not an easy task, even among those nearest to us. Let us ask the Lord to give each of us a spirit of courage and wisdom, so that in our words and actions we may proclaim the saving truth of God's love with boldness, humility, and coherence.
The Pope painted a picture of Jesus as a man that everybody knows in the town of Nazareth, but a man who returns to the synagogue in a new way, speaking about himself as the Messiah.
Che quella parola si riferisce a lui, che Isaia ha parlato di lui. Questo fatto suscita lo sconcerto dei nazaretani.
Pope Benedict goes on to say that Jesus spoke to the people in the synagogue words that sound like a provocation. But as the Pope underlines, Jesus did not come to seek the consent of men, but give testimony to the truth. The true prophet, said the Holy Father, does not obey anyone other than God and places himself at the service of truth. It's true that Jesus is the prophet of love, but love has its own truth. The Pope described to those present in St. Peter's Square how love and truth are two names for the same reality. To believe in God, continued Pope Benedict, is to give up one's prejudices and accept the concrete face of Jesus of Nazareth. Following the recitation of the Marian prayer, the Holy Father greeted the English-speaking pilgrims present.
Cari fratelli e sorelle, nella prima domenica di febbraio, ricordo in Italia la giornata per la vita.
Pope Benedict also noted the fact that the Day for Life is marked in Italy on the 3rd of February. He had words of welcome for the Italian Movement for Life and expressed the hope that Europe will always be a place where every human being is protected in all his and her dignity. I'm Lydia O'Kane.